In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. These words of Christ surround the entire discussion about judgment and condemnation. For Christ is not saying to allow sin, but he's calling us to forgive and to be merciful to others, especially to other believers. You're called to be merciful to one another, not because it's some random rule set up by God to test you, because Christ, your Lord, was merciful to you first. Because the law is not just some wicked thing. It is not a bad thing to condemn sinners, to judge mankind. No, the law is a delight to those who follow Christ. God has promised wonderful and good things to those who keep his law, and we should delight in it. St. John writes this concerning the commandments of God: "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy might be full." For a Christian, keeping the commandments of God, living according to his law, has earthly benefit. Through our baptism, we have put on Christ, and Christ dwells in us. And by it, we are able to love the Lord and are able to walk in his paths. When we actually keep the commandments of the Lord, Christ dwells in us, and he gives us his joy. A joy that is eternal and holy. A joy that does not pass away with the ages. A joy that is made more and more complete as Christ continues to dwell in you. A joy that is brought to its fullness as Christ returns. When you, with the saints of God, will be resurrected and brought to the side of Christ to enjoy the new creation eternally. But all that being said, you know as well as I do that you do not keep the law of God. The commandments condemn you. Day in and day out, you place yourself, your money, your pride, your selfish needs over God's law. And so for this, Christ comes to you. He comes to earth because you do not keep every last one of the laws of the Lord. The benefits promised by the law are lost by your sin. And so Christ comes to be merciful to sinners. Christ comes to be merciful to you, to his church. To show mercy, Christ becomes a man. For your sins and the sins of all mankind, the Almighty God saw fit to wrap himself up in human flesh and to become one of you. To show mercy, the eternal God chose to become a babe, to live as an infant, to live as a child and a man, so the law might be fulfilled, to be obedient to his Father in all things, so that he might earn by the law righteousness. And then, so that you might receive the benefits of his obedience, he dies a sinner's death, was cursed and damned upon a tree for you. All so that you might receive his righteousness, despite your sin, despite your life full of judgments, condemnation, selfishness, and grudges. Christ did not leave you judged and condemned in your sin. He was selfless and forgiving, even laying down his very life for people full of sin. For you, who nailed him to a cross, so that you might be forgiven, so that you might leave your sin behind, so you might turn from your wickedness and live. Christ received your measure in order that you receive Christ's measure. Christ is the one who drinks the cup of wrath, so that you might drink the cup of joy. Christ is the one who is found guilty, while you are found blameless. Christ receives the cup of wrath, pressed down with all of your sins, pressed down with the anger of God and the punishments of the law, that you might receive a cup, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing with God's mercy and love on account of the blood of Christ poured out for you. Because Christ has come and spilled his blood upon the cross, because he has taken our place, we are called to speak and live as Christ did. Each one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, to be sure, but we are not merely sinners, not any longer, not on account of the very blood there upon the altar. We are redeemed and washed. And in Holy Communion, the righteousness of the law Christ wins is counted to you. The old Adam is no more. He's been killed and drowned in the waters of holy baptism. The new Adam is made alive. We are free to show mercy and to forgive and love one another, but also to encourage and exhort one another to live according to the law. As Christians, we must forgive each other, yes. We must love each other and sacrifice for each other. For while we were still judged, condemned by the law in our sin, Christ died for you. It is only by this cleansing tide of blood, this cleansing tide of innocent blood unstained by sin, that you are enabled to forgive, that you are enabled to be merciful. It is through the blood that the church emerges and exists. It is by Jesus' blood that we are constantly cleansed and forgiven. It is by the blood of God that we are rescued from death and allowed to forgive and to show mercy to each other. For every sin that is committed against you, every judgment that is cast against you, any reason you may have to hold a grudge, is covered by the blood that dripped from the body of God as he took what you deserved. So let us show the mercy of the Father to one another, holding each other accountable for pure doctrine and teaching, forgiving one another and being patient, loving each other as Christ has loved us, not allowing each other to continue in sin, but calling each other to repentance and extending the blessing of peace when a brother is brought back to us through repentance. Let us also examine our own lives and hear the rebuke of our Lord and turn and live. For while this earth and all the people herein continue to sin and to fall short of the glory of the Father, we know where our hope lies. Hope lies not in man, but in the very blood of God. And we have a God who has become man, who does not desire to condemn, but to forgive. We have a God who has won for us by his obedience all the riches that he has and given them to you. And he has taken your place, your wrath, your condemnation. He has taken your cup that you might drink his. In the name of Jesus.